Saturday is brought to you by
the weekend in Visalia starts with Rawhide baseball on a picturesque Friday night. The Visalia Rawhide 3-9 take on the Stockton Ports 8-4 in game four of this six-game California League series. Good evening, everyone. Griffin Epstein alongside our excellent Rawhide broadcast crew and on my TV 53 as well on this Friday night across the South Valley. Time to meet the Stockton lineup. Ali Camarillo leads things off. CJ Patero bats second. Miles Naylor has two home runs in the series. He bats third. Cameron Leary in the cleanup spot. Jared Spraglott bats fifth. Davis Diaz batting sixth. Bottom three in the Ports lineup. Pedro Pineda, Cesar Franco, Gunnar Gouldsmith. Stockton trying to win their fourth game in a row. They have won eight out of their last ten. They're red hot. They're going to try to keep the good bats going against Junior Sanchez, the righty for Visalia. Sanchez making his first start in the United States as a professional, his third appearance in a Rawhide uniform. In six innings pitched, he's allowed seven earned runs, four strikeouts, just one walk, eight hits in two appearances, both last week in San Jose. So first appearance at home with the Rawhide as well. The righty's ready. Fires home, and a first pitch skips low in the dirt for a ball to the right-handed batter, Ali Camarillo. Sanchez, a free agent signee by the Diamondbacks in January of 2023 from the capital of the Dominican Republic, Santo Domingo. Misses low, and the count goes to two balls and no strikes. This was Casey Anderson's Friday night spot in the starting rotation. Here's the pitch. Popped up into center. Caldwell running in. He'll call off Benoit and make the catch. One away. Fielders around the diamond for the Rawhide. Adrian De Leon catches for a second straight night. Modifi Marte at first. Your old Nin at second base. Juan Corniel at short. Yasiel Soler at third base. Abdias De La Cruz in left field. The aforementioned Slade Caldwell in center. Alexander Benoit in right. Alberto Barrega designated hitter today for Visalia. CJ Patero, lefty batter, watches the first pitch strike. Sanchez sidesteps and delivers. Strike on the outer third for Sanchez. One out, just underway here in the top of the first. The base is empty. Here's the pitch. Foul tipped and trickling back towards the backstop. It is just a perfect night for baseball. It's been a little bit of a cool week in Visalia, but the clouds have parted. The sun is out. Just a gorgeous baby blue sky overhead. A couple clouds are shrouding the Sierras off on the eastern horizon, but couldn't be a more pretty evening. 69 degrees at first pitch. Just a light breeze at 7 miles per hour blowing out to right. 0-2, grounded up the middle, right back to Sanchez. He spears it with the glove, overhand toss to first to get Patero. Two away. Hard hit baseball, and Sanchez was ready for it off the mound. We've seen some good defense from pitchers on both sides so far in this series. It's a big question MLB teams have for pitchers is their mental makeup, especially when you have balls bouncing in your face. First pitch to Miles Naylor, misses outside. Naylor batting righty is the designated hitter tonight. Here's the 1-0. On the inside corner, a changeup. Pretty pitch from Sanchez, 1-1. Sanchez glove up near his face as he turns, kicks, and delivers. Fastball misses high, 94 miles an hour. Sanchez spent all of last year in the Arizona Complex League, 13 appearances, all in relief. Here's the 2-1. Wave and a miss. Back to the changeup. Naylor went fishing. Good season in the ACL for Sanchez. 3.78 ERA and 31 and a third innings of work. 37 strikeouts, just 18 walks. Gets the call-up to Visalia this season. The 2-2. Misses low, and Naylor works the count full. Two outs, and the base is empty here in the top half of the first. Sanchez delivers. Strike on the inside corner. 1-2-3, first frame for Junior Sanchez is in home Rawhide debut.
Rawhide to bat on the other side. No score on the Rawhide Broadcast Network and MyTV 53.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
You never know where the road will take you, but with the right set of tires, you'll always be ready for any adventure in California. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. Keep your Toyota a Toyota. Stay safe. Stay ready. Toyota. Let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and signed vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Bottom of the first in Visalia. Slade Caldwell leads off for the Rawhide against the rainy Jefferson Jean for Stockton. Scoreless at the bottom of the first on this Friday night. Jean making his second start and third appearance of the year with Stockton in his second year with the Ports. Free agent signee from the Dominican Republic. Caldwell, left-handed batter, leading off after his first professional game last night that he did not reach base. Gene Reddy's on the bump and fires. Fastball catches the outside corner for a strike, 93 miles an hour. Gene's been very, very good to start the season for Stockton. He has the sign, high set, kicks and delivers. A changeup fluttering into the zone, 0-2. Gene had a rough season last year. First year with Stockton was 0-6, 27 innings of work, 7 starts. But he's been very good to start this season and across 8 frames so far. Hasn't allowed a run. Pitch home outside. 1-2. Just 3 hits allowed for Gene. 12 strikeouts, no walks across his 8 innings pitched in 2 appearances. Here's the 1-2 to Caldwell. Foul tipped, and it bounced off of the glove of Davis. He was able to squeeze it. Would have been a strikeout. Caldwell gets a mulligan. Taps the bat along the inside of his shoes and steps back into the left-handed batter's box. Black bat waggling above his left shoulder. Here's the 1-2. Way outside. Diaz lunging for it. 2-2. Gene helped contribute to the no-hitter for Stockton back on April 6th. Here's the 2-2. Line down the right field line. Fair ball. This should be 2 with Caldwell's wheels at least. He's hustling around to second and will hold there with a leadoff stand-up double. Now packed house on a Friday night here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Loves to see it from the D-backs 2024 top overall pick.
Now batting for the high, number 6, Alberto Barriga.
Caldwell's 11th hit of the year, and after the first time not reaching in his pro career last night, ending his 10-game on-base streak to start the season, he's very quickly on base, starting a new streak here tonight. Right-handed batter Alberto Barriga steps to the plate. Gene home. Changeup misses low. 1-0 to Barriga, who's back in the starting lineup tonight after a day off yesterday. Ready on ready matchup. Caldwell's got a 3-stride lead at second. He's got all-star worthy speed. Gene kicks and delivers. Fastball on the inside corner, called a strike, and the count's even at 1 apiece. G
Gene sitting around 93, 94 on the gun. He's been clocked up to 98, though. And he's still only 20 years of age, even in his second year at full-season baseball. Here's the 1-1. Foul tipped off the end of the bat down the line. Barriga showing off the speed running down the line, but it's well fouled and eventually picked up by the catcher, Diaz. Shadows are playing a little bit of a factor this evening for the first time this week after cloudy days, Tuesday through Thursday. Home plate is in the shadows, but the mound is just barely in the sunshine. Shadows on the inner half, third base side of the infield right now. And then shadows also out in right field as well. Shadows can get interesting. It's first 30 minutes or so here at Valley Strong Ballpark. 1-2 count to Barriga. And the pitch, no. Gene steps off and looks back Caldwell. Caldwell's speed, even when he's not stealing, can disrupt you as a pitcher because you're paying so much attention to him. 3-for-4 on stolen bags so far this year for Caldwell. Gene readies and throws. Lined into left center, down for a hit. Caldwell will hold at third. The ball's relayed in by Pedro Pineda. Back-to-back hits to start the day for Visalia. So Barriga, after a day off, reaches base, his ninth hit of the season, and his fourth hit of the series. He's had a very good series. Castel Soler will step to the plate. Runners on the corners, nobody out on the bottom of the first. The Rawhide trying to snap a 9-game losing streak tonight. Gene looks home and fires. Breaking ball on the inside corner for a strike. Round the diamond for Stockton. Cam Leary in left. Pedro Pineda in center. Cesar Franco in right. Jared Spraglots at third. Ali Camarillo at short. Gunnar Goldsmith at second. CJ Patero at first. Davis Diaz, the battery mate for Gene. Here's the 0-1. Inside. One ball and one strike. So Gene hasn't given up a run this season in 8 innings. He's only given up 3 base runners entering today across 8 innings. And the Rawhide already have 2 base runners on him here in the first frame. Gene home. Fouled straight back by Soler, 1-2. It's a great crowd here tonight. We'll talk certainly a little later on in the show about the Visalia Stars giveaway. Visalia Stars jersey giveaway to the first 350 fans tonight, courtesy of Harris Ranch. And seats are nearly full this evening on this just beautiful night for baseball. 1-2. Outside corner, strike 3 called. Soler goes down looking. And a little bit of a wide strike call, according to TrackMan's strike zone. But Patrick McMorris behind the plate tonight rings Soler up. McMorris behind the plate. Frankie Gonzalez back in the field this evening. So one away. Adrian De Leon coming to the plate. Caldwell at third. Barriga at first. Here in the bottom of the first. The Rawhide took an early lead last night. Had a 3-0 lead. Couldn't hold it. Stockton scored 4 unanswered with a go-ahead run coming across in the 9th. Secure a comeback 4-3 win. Go up 3-0 in this series. Pitch home. Misses low. 1-0 to De Leon, who was a big part of the Rawhide's early offensive success last night, including a solo home run in the 2nd. He singled in the 4th as well for his 3rd multi-hit game this season as a Rawhide player. Ready on ready matchup. Gene readies and throws. Flied up the middle. Oh, it's caught by the second baseman, Goldsmith. He's got Barriga doubled up at first, double play, inning over. My, oh my, it's been that kind of last week and a half for the Rawhide, trying to find any luck and a win. They get 2 on against Gene, but an unlucky double play on a hard hit ball by De Leon. It was 93 feet off the back, and Barriga was taking off too. He had no chance but to be doubled up. We go to the 2nd, scoreless on the Rawhide Broadcast Network and MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life press box.
at Learn for Life High Schools, I can be myself.
I can feel safe.
I can go to school at times that work for me.
I can prioritize my mental health.
I can have a better school-life balance.
I can work at my own pace.
I can control
my narrative.
At Learn for Life High Schools,
I can control my own education.
I can change
my story,
and so can you.
Enroll anytime to control your education completely free.
Meet Liana, a part-time chef and full-time mom. In the past, Liana didn't have health insurance because she didn't think she could afford it. What she didn't realize is she qualified for Medi-Cal. She loves the coverage and peace of mind that comes with high-quality care. The kind of care you get with Anthem Blue Cross. This is Medi-Cal, and it's for more people than you think. Maybe even you. To see if you qualify, go to chooseanthem.com/CA. That's chooseanthem.com/CA.
Scoreless after one in Visalia. The Rawhide get two hits off Jefferson Jean, but an unlucky double play. Adrian De Leon gets a hard ball up the middle with the runner Alberto Barrega going. Second baseman Gunner Goldsmith was already going to the bag, and the ball found his glove in an easy double play. Cameron Leary leads off here in the top of the second for Stockton and takes the first pitch outside from Junior Sanchez, who worked a 1-2-3 frame in the first. Pitch sails outside. Two balls and no strikes to the lefty batting Leary from Boston College. Here's the 2-0. Hard hit, fly ball into right, down for a base hit in front of Alexander Benoit. Cam Leary continues his good start to the season. Settled in comfortably in the cleanup spot for Stockton and has his 11th hit. Jared Spriglott steps to the plate with one on and nobody out. Third baseman back in the lineup after a day off yesterday. Sanchez, first time with a runner on, fires home. It's outside. Spriglott showed bunt, but pulled back with the pitch sailing well out of the zone. A lot of college graduates, as we've mentioned, in this Stockton lineup. Very experienced bunch, and they've had timely hitting throughout this series so far to win the first three games. Pitch home. Hit hard into center field. Caldwell racing over to his right. Into the shadows. Reaches up. Makes the catch. One away. When the best need their rest, they stay at the Hampton Inn Tulare. Visit the Visalia Rawhides website for a discount for your next stay in the Valley. Davis Diaz steps to the plate. Leary at first, one out in the top of the second. We're scoreless on this spectacular Friday night. Sanchez steps off. Good pickoff throw back to first, but Leary back in safely. Feels like a great weekend reward after a week of dreary and cool weather for April in the Central Valley. Temperatures in the low 60s and overcast. The sun has come out, and it's going to be rewarding everyone with a gorgeous weekend. Pitch home is flied right side out of play. Leary was going, but now he has to walk back to first. This great weekend will continue tomorrow night with more baseball. Expecting a really big crowd for Max Scherzer bobblehead night tomorrow night. So if you missed out on the Visalia Stars jersey tonight, you have another chance at giveaway tomorrow. Another ball fouled right side by Diaz. 0-2. And Easter Sunday baseball on Sunday. No sign if the Easter Bunny will make an appearance, but I'm told he's fielding a lot of requests and quite busy this time of year. Sanchez working out of the stretch. He's a bright turquoise blue glove. Sets, kicks, and deals. Fastball right down the middle. Strike three call. Second strikeout for Sanchez. Both looking. This time Davis Diaz is the culprit. Now batting for the fourth, number six, Pedro Pineda. Pedro Pineda Center fielder, right-handed batter, his first at bat to face Sanchez. With one on and two outs in the top of the second, we're scoreless. Sanchez home. Strike right down the middle. Pineda hit a solo home run in the fourth inning yesterday for Stockton. That was their first run. The 0-1 is low. Leary takes off. Throw to second is one-hopped by De Leon. And Leary safely in with a stolen base. A little bit of a short throw from De Leon, who did throw out a runner yesterday. So Leary in scoring position. 1-1 count with two outs here in the top of the second. Sanchez peeks over his shoulder and home. Wave and a miss. Pineda late on the fastball. Pineda's hit three home runs on the season, his third yesterday. That's three of his seven hits have come by way of the long ball. Boom or bust for the highly touted international prospect. 1-2. Low, two balls and two strikes. Pineda from the Dominican Republic is having a great weekend. Great week, I guess I should say. Four hits now for Pineda. The home run, three driven in, and four walks as well. He added the nine hole a couple days ago and had a two-hit day. But, yeah, time violation. He got to the box too late. And there's strike three. That's a new first. And that ends on a pitch clock violation by the batter, Pedro Pineda. So that goes down as the third strikeout for Sanchez, and we go to the bottom of the second. No score on the Rawhide Broadcast Network at MyTV 53. The Learn for Life Press Box. Monifi Marte leads off the bottom of the second for Visalia in a scoreless ballgame on a lovely Friday night in the South Valley. Griffin Epstein talking to you from the Learn for Life press box here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Jefferson Jean readies and throws. Fastball on the inside corner for a strike. The Rawhide got their first two base runners on against Jean in the first. Had runners on the corners with nobody out and couldn't score. 0-1. Outside, one ball to one strike. When you're in the depths of a long losing streak, it just feels like nothing will want to go your way. Here's the pitch. Lined into left, taking Leary back, fighting the sun, reaches up and makes the catch, one away. Last night, the Rawhide coaching staff decided to mix things up and move manager D. Garner over to be the first base coach and Gift Ngope, the Rawhide bench coach, to coach third base instead and even take the lineup card. Now they're back to their normal positions. De La Cruz leads off, lays down a bunt, and it goes foul. De La Cruz trying to break out of some early season struggles and surprise Gene. Got a long walk now back to first. Back to home, I should say, to retrieve his bat. Nicely put up on its butt on the plate by the catcher, Davis. La Cruz 0 for 9 in the series. The Rawhide offense was held to just 3 hits last night. Did not have a base runner over the last 4 innings. Here's the pitch. Inside, 1-1. That was in big credit to the work of the Taiwanese lefty, Wei En Lin. He was electric last night for Stockton. Here's the 1-1. Check swing, foul down the first baseline. Lin came in the 6th in relief for Aiden Layton, who gave up the 3 runs and was perfect. 12 up, 12 down to finish the game, and Lin totaled 9 strikeouts. He struck out 9 of the 12 batters he faced. He needed just 47 pitches for those 4 innings. It was one of the more dominant pitching performances I've seen in person in a long time. 1-2. Wave and a miss. De La Cruz tied up on a fastball inside, and there's 2 outs.
On Corniel,
switch hitter batting lefty comes to the plate with 2 outs and the bases empty. Scoreless here in the bottom of the 2nd. Wearing bright, let me call that a weird shade of green, lime green, I guess. Corniel fouls the first pitch off. The highlighter green, lime green color to Corniel's batting gloves and a black undershirt, even though it's a balmy night. Here's the 0-1. High, and Corniel backs out of the way. 1-1. Gene readies and throws. On the outside corner, on a changeup for a strike. 1-2. Corniel 0-5 in the series, hitting .206 on the year. 4 driven in. Been the strong shortstop so far this season for the Rawhide, but trying to find some momentum with the bat. Here's the pitch. High, 2 balls and 2 strikes. And Corniel's the only player on the Rawhide roster that's seen a higher level of baseball. He played most of last season at High A Hillsboro with the Hops outside of Portland in the Northwest League. Here's the 2-2. Wave and a miss. Big fastball by Gene. Strikes out Corniel, and Jefferson Gene works a 1-2-3 second. We go to the 3rd, scoreless on the Rawhide Broadcast Network and MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life press box. Top 3 from Visalia. No score between Stockton and Visalia on this lovely Friday night. Pitch home. Misses low for a ball to Cesar Franco, left-handed batter. Right fielder in the 8th spot tonight for Stockton. Here's the 1-0 home. Misses low. 2 balls and 0 strikes. Was certainly a stark contrast in how these two teams were vibing, the vibes of these two teams today and last night as well. Here's the 2-0 home. Fouled away, 2-1. The Ports were taking BP a couple hours ago, and you just tell they were loose and light, a team that's come together in the last week or two. This is their longest road trip so far of the season. Here's the 2-1. Misses low, 3 balls and 1 strike. Playing some bunting games, who could lay down the best bunt. Having the pitching coach come out and try to lay down some bunts, and there was a lot of hooting and hollering, joking, and a team in the ports that are clicking at the right time early in the season. 3-1, line down the left field line. This is trouble and down for a base hit just inside the foul line. A stumble by Franco to second, and he is out. Franco stumbled over the first base bag. His helmet went flying. He lost all his momentum. And obvious De La Cruz with a good throw in left field. That was a long throw. De La Cruz was all the way on the dirt of the warning track, and he put that on the money to get Franco, who was unlucky, stumbling over the bag. So we'll go down as a hit for Franco and then thrown out. Trying to take second, though he would have had it easily if he just didn't stumble over the bag. But credit De La Cruz, that was a terrific throw. Half swing and a miss on a pitch up in the zone by Gunnar Gouldsmith. 0-1 to the second baseman. He's going to step out and wipe something out of his eye. Now De La Cruz is still getting comfortable out in left field. He's been converted from an infielder and into an outfielder, but he's incredibly athletic and he has a great arm. One is high. Make that two balls. One ball and one strike to Gouldsmith. It's no fun playing left field two in the evening here when it's sunny. Out the pitch. Misses low. 2 balls and 1 strike. De La Cruz staring right into the sunshine and will be for about the next 20 minutes or so. He's got the shades on and the glasses, but when it's the bright California sun, only does so much. 2-1. Right down the middle for his strike. 2-2. Clouds have totally parted, except off to the east where they often do, shrouding the mountains. 2-2, fouled left side. Narrow strip of sun starting from the dirt around where Yasiel Soler, third baseman, shaded over in a more traditional shortstop. And all the way onto the left field wall and towards the mountains. 2-2, just missed outside. De Leon held it on the edge of the zone for what felt like 5 minutes. Did not get the call. That was a good frame attempt by De Leon, but a good balls and strike call by Patrick McMorris. Here comes the payoff. Grounded softly right side, coming in the second baseman. Fields throws to first, two away. So a clean first time through the lineup for Junior Sanchez. A little bit of a bumpy debut with the Rawhide coming in relief in San Jose, but he's looked quite comfortable starting here tonight on a Friday night in front of a big crowd for a guy that's still just 19 years of age. He turns 20 in September. His first pitch to Ali Camarillo in for a strike. Camarillo flew out to center in his first at bat. A one home. Strike right down the middle. Quickly 0-2, and Sanchez has been pounding the strike zone. He hasn't gone behind on counts. He's looked very comfortable, just quickly into his best stuff on the bump, in his zone. 0-2. Fouled straight back. To 40 pitches in the third. Now, command wasn't an issue last week for Sanchez. He only had one walk, but allowed 4 hits apiece in his 2 outings against the Giants in 3 innings. The 0-2 home. Wave and a miss. Change up strikes out Camarillo. The 4th strikeout for Sanchez through 3 scoreless frames. Head to the bottom of the 3rd. No score. And Valley Strong Ballpark from the Learn for Life Press Box on the Rawhide Broadcast Network and My TV 53.
Find out more information or to get started today at ValleyStrong.com.
Alexander Buena.
Another pitcher's duel for a second straight night for Valley Strong Ballpark. Scoreless between the Ports and the Rawhide as we start the bottom of the third on a sudden splash Friday night here in the Southern Central Valley. Alexander Benoit leads off. Jefferson Jean has retired the last five batters he's faced. Jean turns and throws. Misses low for a ball, 1-0. Benoit offered bunt for a second, but it was merely a bluff. Here's the 1-0. Flied, right side. This is headed for the concourse behind the seats. Nearly packed to the brim tonight on this Friday night. The Four Creeks pasture is busy on the grassy lawn. The Equity Group Saloon, the Budweiser Red Zone are packed with groups. The Toyota Terrace has a 80-person kids' birthday party. Wish I had 80 people at my birthday party. There's barely a seat to be found. 1-1 grounded third base side and foul 1-2. There's not going to be a whole lot better nights to come to the ballpark than a night like tonight with the weather, the jersey giveaway. Can't beat it. Gene turns and the pitch. Slide right side, tough play. Racing back first baseman Patero reaches up and makes the catch. One step into foul territory just behind the dirt. That's a tricky flare shot, and the first baseman played it quite well. One away for Yarold Nin. Jefferson Jean, after allowing the first two base runners to reach, has gotten back to his stellar self. He's retired six in a row. We mentioned at the top he'd only allowed three base runners across eight innings pitched to start the season. Pitch home, bunt laid down by Nin. It's a great bunt, picked up by the third baseman in time to get Nin. A good throw from Spreglot. He had a really good read. He called off Gene at the last second. One hop the throw into the glove of Patero. Nin couldn't have laid down a much better bunt. What a play from Patero. He made that throw a couple steps in front of the bag. And looks like a missed call from Frankie Gonzalez, but I'll say it both sides around. The benefit of the doubt has very much been given to the fielder on those bang-bang calls at first base. There's been a couple close ones by both umpires, and they've been pretty consistent on both sides. If it's a close call, the fielder gets the out. First pitch outside to Caldwell. Now he takes a strike. 1-1. Caldwell reached on a double back in the first. Not stranded at third base, though. Scoreless here in the bottom of the third. Here's the 1-1. It's on the inside corner for a strike. And the count goes to 1-2. Time is called by Caldwell. Bad news for the Rawhide. Jefferson Jean finding his rhythm. He threw five no-hit innings on April 6th against Fresno, and the Ports bullpen helped him finish it for a no-hitter. Here's the 1-2. It's upstairs, two balls and two strikes. It was the first no-hitter across all of professional baseball on opening weekend in the California League. Stockton pitching staff has been excellent since as well. They lead the league in most stats. 2-2. Low and a full count to Caldwell. Hard to follow up, though, when your first appearance of the season is part of a no-hitter. How do you follow that up? But Gene was pretty good in his second outing, too, when he only allowed two base runners. Here comes the payoff. Inside and back to the backstop, and Caldwell's reached twice already today, and the sun hasn't even set. That's the first walk by Jefferson Gene this season in his 10th inning pitched. That's both how excellent he's been, and also how good Slade Caldwell is at drawing walks. That's his 15th walk drawn this season, which is second most in the California League. Alberto Borrega steps to the plate, right-handed batter with two outs here in the bottom of the third and scoreless. Gene fires home. Borrega smokes it down the line, but foul and bouncing in front of the Budweiser red zone. Jean sets at the belt. And steps off, fires back to first, and Caldwell safely back in with that attack. Pretty impressive from Jefferson Jean. It took him into his 12th inning of work this season, his third appearance, to throw his first walk. He's allowed as many base runners tonight, though, as he had all season. Caldwell takes off, but Berrega fouls it back to the backstop. Been that kind of last week and a half for the Rawhide. Everything went Visalia's way on opening weekend against Inland Empire. Three-game sweep of the 66ers, and it's been nearly 2 weeks now, 12 days since, and the Rawhide haven't won a game. A nine-game losing streak. Here's the 0-2. Outside, back to the backstop. Caldwell taking off anyways and easily gets down to second. On the pass ball, Davis Diaz out to have a quick word with Jefferson Jean. So Caldwell, with two outs, great speed and scoring position, can likely score on anything hit to the outfield. And in a tight, low-scoring ball game that it appears where this game is headed for a second straight night, every run and every 90 feet counts. Last rays of sunlight bouncing off the face of Caldwell's got a four-stride lead at second. Jean peeks back at the 18-year-old. Sets and fires. Inside, two balls and two strikes. Here's the 2-2. Strike three called. Caught the top half of the zone, and Berrega strikes out looking to retire the side. That's the fourth strikeout for Jean through three innings. We're scoreless after three frames on the Rawhide Broadcast Network and MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life press box.
CJ Patero
leads off in the top of the fourth for Stockton. Scoreless between the Ports and the Rawhide. Here's the pitch. Shows bunt, pulls it back. 1-0 to Patero. Two hits apiece for both sides. No errors. Jefferson Jean and Junior Sanchez. Two Dominican righties. Young pitchers, both looking sharp. Pitch home on the outside corner for a strike. Jean just 20 years of age. Sanchez just 19, but advantage of being an international free agent, you start your pro career very young. A 1-1 on the outside corner, just missed. Two balls and one strike to the lefty Patera. Sanchez readies and fires. Outside, three balls, one strike. Sanchez debuted in the D-backs organization as just a 17-year-old. was a few months after he was signed, the 3-1, right down the middle in a full count. Dominican Republic debuted in the Dominican Summer League. He made 9 starts there and hadn't made a start since until tonight. It's been nearly 2 years, the payoff. Outside corner, strike 3 called. The changeup's been very effective for Sanchez tonight, and he records his 5th strikeout. This has been impressive work from the Dominican teenager. Wasn't sure what we were going to see from Sanchez tonight as he fires the first pitch strike to Miles Naylor. He only learned a day or two ago he would be moved into the starting rotation. Mentioned Casey Anderson called up to Hillsboro. This was his starting spot, 1-0 in the dirt. 2 balls and no strikes. So Sanchez moved into the starting rotation after 2 games in relief last week. First appearance at Valley Strong Ballpark. His first start since August of 2023 in the Dominican Republic. Here's the 2-0. A beautiful changeup in the zone for a strike, 2-1. Sanchez turns, kicks, and deals. Another changeup, loops into the zone, 2-2 to Naylor. Mentioned it last inning, he's just gotten into a rhythm. He's worked quickly. Stockton's looked uncomfortable facing him. They don't have a whole lot of tape or numbers on Sanchez, and it's been all downhill from there for the 19-year-old. Here's the 2-2. Wave and a miss. Back to the fastball. 2 away. NTM Productions, the official partner for the Visalia Rawhide and all things IT management and ballpark sound. For your IT management needs or entertainment upgrades, give NTM Productions a call at 559-550-1500. So here's Cameron Leary with 2 away in the 4th. He takes the first pitch upstairs. 6 strikeouts for Junior Sanchez, and we're only in the 4th. The 1-0 coming to the lefty. Shows bunt, pulls it back, and back to the backstop. Leary has 1 of 2 hits for the Ports tonight. He's singled in the 2nd. Franco has singled in the 3rd, but then was thrown out at 2nd by Abdias de la Cruz after Franco stumbled over first base. Here's the 2-0. Misses outside, 3-0. And very well might be the first time Sanchez has gotten to 3 balls in a count. I'd have to go through the stats to confirm that, but he has been very comfortable in the strike zone. The 3-0s right down the middle, 3-1 to Leary. Still working quickly. Here's the 3-1, fouled straight back. And just like that, right back in the at-bat, he's worked it full. Leary steps out. Taps the outside of the plate and then the inside of the plate. Sanchez, always eager, ready to go. Here's the payoff. Check swing foul. Back to the screen. Sunlight fading. Last rays of sunshine on this week. Bouncing off the top of the yellow Pacifico sign out in left field. Outside of the eyes of any players for the rest of the night. Here's the payoff. Outside corner, just missed. Sanchez couldn't believe it. He squatted down in shock. He thought he had strike 3 and striking out the side in an in-order frame. Just missed. Correct call, according to TrackMan. And the first walk of the day for Sanchez. Leary at first and Jared Spriglot to the plate. He flew out to center back in the 2nd. He takes the first pitch, strike at the knees at 89 miles an hour. Sanchez has reached 92-93, set an effective changeup, and been moving his pitches comfortably around the edge of the zone. 0-1. Back to the changeup. It just missed outside. 1-1. He's had a good rapport with his fellow countryman and Adrian De Leon behind the plate. Sanchez steps off. Good pickoff throw to first. A couple fans thought Leary might be picked off, but he just gets back in safely. Now, it's interesting, De Leon and the starting pitcher for Stockton, Jefferson Jean, from the same hometown in the Dominican Republic. 1-1. He says low, 2 balls and 1 strike. Both from Azuya in the DR. Pitch at the knees for a strike, and the count goes even to 2-2. Azuya, south side of the Dominican Republic, has the 2-2 fouled away right side. Hour two outside of Santo Domingo. Sanchez on the bump from the capital city of the Dominican Republic. De Leon, one of 13 Dominicans on this Rawhide roster this season. Here's the 2-2. It's low, and the count work full to Spriglot. Lights are on, but just barely a smidge into effect with the sun still setting. Two outs, runner at first, a full count. Here on the top of the fourth, no score. Here's the payoff. Hard hit into left center. Caldwell racing back, looking up at the track, makes the catch. 98 off the bat. It carried 378 feet, but the big dimensions of Valley Strong Ballpark holding that in. Sanchez worked 4 scoreless. Worst scoreless on the Ride Broadcast Network and MyTV53 from the Learn for Life press box.
All that you do, this bug's for you. We ask that all active, reserve, or retired military members in attendance to please stand so we may tip our caps to you as a way to say here's to the heroes.
Scoreless ballgame in the bottom of the fourth inning. 2 hits apiece for Stockton and Visalia. And 2 great starts so far from Jefferson Jean and Junior Sanchez. Yasiel Soler leads off for the Rawhide. He struck out looking in the first. Ready, Jean readies and throws. Soler flies it into center field, falling for a base hit. One hops in front of Pineda, and that finally breaks the hitless streak for Soler. He was in a mini drought for sure. He was 0 for his last 14 and his first hit since last Saturday. Has to feel good for Soler. Had such a good start to the season. Started the season on a 7-game hit streak before going ice cold over the last week. Now it's De Leon, who flew out, hit a hard-hit ball, unluckily, right to Gunnar Goldsmith. Waves and misses at the first pitch. He sees 0-1. That's now the 3rd hit allowed by Gene. That's as many as he'd allowed in his first 2 appearances combined this season. 3-stride lead at first for Soler, but he's not known for his speed. Here's the 0-1. Just missed low, 1 ball and 1 strike. Gene at 47 pitches here in the fourth. He's been relatively effective and efficient, as has Junior Sanchez. Both these guys certainly, I think, eyeing at least completing 5 innings tonight. 1-1. A looping breaking ball on the inner third for a strike. 1 ball and 2 strikes to De Leon. De Leon will call time. Mention the Visalia Stars jersey giveaway night here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Second jersey giveaway of the season after the 1946 Visalia Cubs jersey on opening night. The Rawhide 11 different jersey giveaways over the course of the season, celebrating 80 years of pro ball in Visalia. Comes the 1-2 from G. The pitch. Check swing. It's a fair ball. Rolling right side. Picked up by the second baseman who throws to second for the force out. Goldsmith, the second baseman, making the risk of throwing to second on a check swing that softly bounced right towards him.
Now batting to the high number.
And
11,
the points get the force out. More unlucky for Adrian De Leon today. It's all involved Gunnar Goldsmith. So one away, De Leon, and now at first on the fielder's choice, Medifi Marte, the right-handed batter. One on, one out, bottom four scoreless. Gene Hull. Marte flies it foul right side. 1953 Visalia Stars. It's a really sweet gold jersey with stars written on the front. The Rawhide played, the Visalia franchise, now of course the Rawhide, played as the Stars for 1 year only in 1953. Here's the 0-1. Fouled off. De Leon had taken off, but it's the third time that's happened tonight for a Rawhide runner. He has to go back to first. 0-2 to Marte. Just for 1953, Visalia was the Pittsburgh Pirates affiliate. They went 67-73 under manager Jerry Gardner, but they had these really sweet jerseys. I think that was the best part. Here's the 0-2. Low, one ball and two strikes to Marte. Visalia organization here has great record books kept, in big part to Donnie Barnes, a longtime broadcaster for the Rawhide back in the 2010s. That's great research and history about baseball here in Visalia. 1-2 is low, skids in the dirt, bounces away from Davis, down to second goes De Leon without a throw. He's in scoring position with one out. Well, De Leon had been looking to take off anyways, and he got the opportunity as Gene spiked one in the dirt. Diaz kept it in front of him, but it was pinballing around his feet too much to ever collect and make a throw. Marte waggling the bat, and the pitch inside, and a full count to Modifi Marte. The Stars in 1953, they had one player go on to make the majors in Howie Goss. Would make the bigs 9 years later with the Pirates. Also play for Houston as well. Payoff. Hard hit into right. Racing back Franco at the edge of the track. He reaches up and makes the catch. De Leon tagging to third. He slides in, but no throw. Marte does advance the runner, but there's two outs.
Now batting for the high, number four, Obvious De La Cruz.
De La Cruz to the plate. He struck out swinging back in the second. We're scoreless here in the bottom of the fourth. Two outs and a runner at third. The Rawhide trying to take a lead for a second straight night. Trying to snap now a 9-game losing skid. Here's the pitch. Low, 1-0. So that Stars team. Howie Goss, the lone player to make the big leagues. But what's cool is he started his career here in Visalia as an 18-year-old. His very first stop in pro ball was with the Visalia Stars. Here's the 1-0 home. Outside, two balls and no strikes. Quite a season, too. As an 18-year-old, he hit 18 home runs. It's no small feat in single A for a teenager. Gene is being instructed by Patrick Morris to move the rosin bag to directly behind the mound. He adjusts and gets back on the bump. It's a 2-0 count to De La Cruz. Here's the pitch. Softly hit, left side, coming in the third baseman, Sprague Lott. Long throw across the diamond in time to get De La Cruz. Side retired. The Rawhide strand another runner in scoring position. Goose eggs on the scoreboard as we head to the fifth on the Rawhide Broadcast Network and MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life press box.
It's time to welcome some special groups and announce some special guests in attendance at Valley Strong Ballpark tonight. In the outlook, we have the staff from the Ridge Creek Golf Course.
At Learn for Life High Schools, I can be myself.
I can feel safe.
I can go to school at times that work for me.
I can prioritize my mental health.
I can have a better school-life balance.
I can work at my own pace.
I can control
my narrative.
At Learn for Life High Schools,
I can control my own education.
I can change
my story,
and so can you.
Enroll anytime to control your education. Completely free.
Meet Liana, a part-time chef and full-time mom. In the past, Liana didn't have health insurance because she didn't think she could afford it. What she didn't realize is she qualified for Medi-Cal. She loves the coverage and peace of mind that comes with high-quality care. The kind of care you get with Anthem Blue Cross. This is Medi-Cal, and it's for more people than you think, maybe even you. To see if you qualify, go to chooseanthem.com/CA. That's chooseanthem.com/CA.
New pitcher into the ballgame for the Rawhide. Adonis Perez, the lefty, will enter in the fifth inning after four scoreless from Junior Sanchez. Perez making his third appearance of the season and his first in this series. 11.27 ERA for Perez in two and a third innings of work. He's allowed just one hit but three runs, and in part because of three walks. All of those base runners coming against San Jose last week. First outing here at Valley Strong Ballpark two Sundays ago now. He pitched a perfect inning. So third appearance of the season for Perez and the first in the series. Faced Davis Diaz to start his evening off. The southpaw home. Fastball at the knees for a strike. Another Dominican pitcher from La Romana. Lefty stands 6'3", 185 on the bump. Nice set from Perez. He kicks and delivers inside. One ball and one strike. Diaz struck out looking back in the second. Book closes on Junior Sanchez. He was absolutely terrific at his first start in the United States. Here's the 1-1. On the inner third for a strike. One ball and two strikes. Sanchez, six strikeouts, four shutout innings, and allowed just three base runners, two singles and a walk. Promising sign for the Rawhide. 1-2, inside and a little bit too inside. It hits Diaz. A slider just kept on coming and bounced right off the arm of Diaz.
Now batting for first, number six,
Angel. So Diaz aboard at first, actually off the knee. Joey's hurts right off the kneecap. Never gives damage, but it's where the bone's sticking out. Pedro Pineda to the plate, and he takes the first pitch inside, 1-0. He is struck out on a pitch clock violation, something you very rarely see, especially from a batter. He got into the box too late with two strikes, and that was a pitch clock violation. Third strike, strikes out. Fouls one off right side, 1-1. You'd more likely see it from a pitcher taking too long to get going on the bump and commit a pitch clock violation on the batter, especially to end in at bats. That's what happened to Diaz. Here's the pitch. At the knees for a strike, 1-2. Perez tosses a two-seam fastball, slider, and changeup, and has certainly featured the slider a lot already in his second season with the Rawhide. Here's the pitch. Just missed inside. Two balls and two strikes. That was a 90-mile-per-hour slider. Last season with Visalia appeared in 22 games. 21 were starts, but he's been moved to the reliever role this year. Here's the 2-2 home. Low, and the count worked full to Pineda. 6.63 ERA for Perez. 5-8 record. 96 and a third innings pitched. He was busy for Visalia last year. Did have 95 strikeouts and just 44 walks. So those numbers are good there. Here's the payoff. Inside, ball four. Not an auspicious start for Perez. Hit by pitch and now a walk. There's two aboard with nobody out. And Adrian De Leon's into the Rye dugout, I think, for some signs to lay down. Cesar Franco comes to the plate. He singled in the third. And, well, was thrown out, as we mentioned last inning. Thrown out trying to advance it to a double in Bickar because he stumbled on the bat. Pitch to the lefty. Misses low. Bounces away from De Leon. Back to the right side of the backstop. And both runners will advance. Diaz to third. Pineda to second. And the problems grow greater for Perez and the Rawhide here in the top of the fifth. Two in scoring position. Nobody out in a scoreless ballgame. Infield is in now for the Rawhide. The pitch outside, 2-0. And Perez struggling to consistently find the strike zone to start this outing tonight. And shrugs and looks off into the distance in a little bit of frustration. Has three walks and two and a third innings of work entering today. Here's the pitch. Wave and a miss. There was an effective slider from Perez. 2-1. The pitch. Just missed outside, and he's fallen behind again. 3-1. Lights are into about two-thirds effect. The sun is set on this clear evening, and a sky darkening into a navy shade of blue on the eastern horizon above the Sierras. Here's the 3-0. Wave and a miss, and that is a full count. Franco will call time. This feels like a big pitch in this ballgame. Full count. Two in scoring position. Nobody out in the fifth. The Ports threatening to take the lead, trying to clinch the series tonight with a four straight victory. Here comes the payoff. Wave and a miss. Fastball at the shoelaces of Franco. And the first strikeout and first out for Adonis Perez. That's a ballsy pitch way down in the dirt on a full count. But it worked out. Franco went fishing. Gunnar Gouldsmith to the plate. He grounded out back in the third. That was first time facing Perez. Pitch home. Foul tipped. Back to the backstop. Utility man Gouldsmith from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Played his first half of high school ball, Rio Rancho High in Albuquerque, and then he moved to Reno, played at Reno High School. Pitch on. Outside, 1-1. Of course, the D-backs AAA affiliates in Reno, the Aces. Gouldsmith is a West Coast kid, though. Played his college ball at Washington State and Sacramento State. So, Gouldsmith gets eventually to the big league athletics, he could find himself playing back in Sacramento. Or maybe not. Who knows? Here's the 1-1. Inside, it bounces away from De Leon down the third base line, but nowhere to go. Smith, a 19th round pick out of Sac State last year. Really good baseball program for the Hornets, California's capital city. Here comes the 2-1. Low, three balls and one strike. Well, first base is open, but it's the top of the order looming, and Camarillo, Patero, and Naylor have all done significant damage in this series. I don't want to see any of them to the plate with the bases loaded if you're a Rawhide player. Two in scoring position, one out on the top of the fifth and scoreless. Perez delivers. Low ball four. Hit by pitch, two walks. Bases loaded for Ali Camarillo. Camarillo is 0-for-2 today. He's going to have to wait, though. Josh Goosen-Brown walking out to the mound to chat with Perez. Well, we have a moment. We want to thank all our sponsors on the Rawhide Broadcast Network, including Family Healthcare Network, care centered on you, and Valley Strong Credit Union. Thanks to all our sponsors of the Rawhide that help make everything happen here at the ballpark, Harris Ranch, helping provide the Visalia Stars jerseys tonight. It's a big group from Harris Ranch at the ballpark. And if you haven't had a chance to visit Harris Ranch along I-5 in Kings County, spend a little weekend out there, highly encourage you to. And you're going to enjoy some incredible beef all weekend. They will have killed the cow that morning. Meeting done at the mound. Josh Goosen-Brown back to the dugout. And Camarillo ready to step to the plate. He is 0-for-2 today, but the leadoff batter on the series has four hits and has driven in three runs. Perez isn't liking the baseball he's been using. It certainly hasn't done him much good, so we'll get a new one from home plate umpire Patrick McMorris. Diaz at third, Pineda at second, Gould-Smith at first, with one out here in the top of the fifth. Perez home. Ground ball, softly hit, racing in Cornielli, throws to first, for the out there, two away, but Stockton's on the board as Diaz scores from third, 1-0 Ports. At first, the thought pops into the head, is this a inning-ending double play ball? But it was just too softly hit, it bounced off the dirt in front of home plate, and Corniel assertively never even looked at second base. He knew his only play was at first. But two away, C.J. Pitaro, the lefty batter, stands in. Pitaro takes low, 1-0. He's grounded out and struck out. Gould-Smith was the runner out. Gould-Smith goes to second. Pineda at third. Camarillo, the runner out at first. The 1-0. Fouled straight back, ricocheting off the frame. Two in scoring position with two outs in the top of the fifth inning. Stockton has struck first to take a 1-0 lead. Perez kicks and fires. Just misses high. Two balls and one strike. Here's the 2-1 home. Outside, 3-1. It can be as simple as for a pitcher's success, do you have command or not? Junior Sanchez certainly did tonight. He was terrific, but Perez has just not been able to get to his best pitches, especially his slider, because he hasn't been able to locate his fastball. 3-1 home. Grounded right side, racing in. Second baseman Nin fields cleanly underhand, tossed to first in time to retire the frame. Well, the Rawhide do limit the damage, but Stockton gets one. The Ports take a 1-0 lead. We head to the bottom of the fifth on the Rawhide Broadcast Network and MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life press box.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. More miles, fewer fill-outs. Toyota hybrids are built to go the distance with legendary dependability and head-turning style. Get a low-cost lease on a new 2025 Prius or shop deals on 17 Toyota hybrid models from the longest-lasting brand on the road. Plus, every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care, 2 years of complimentary maintenance. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Offers end 4/30/25.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Call Stop Alarm at 781-3310.
number 22, Juan Cornell.
Rawhide looking for runs in the bottom of the fifth. They trail 1-0. Juan Cornell leads off for Visalia. Jefferson Jean out for his fifth inning of work. Here's in. The lights brightly illuminating Valley Strong Ballpark. Fires home. Fastball missing outside, 1-0. It's really after a long top of the fifth. Jean was pitching last inning, and the lights were not really into much of effect, and now he comes out and the lights are basically fully in effect with the sky a dark navy blue as Cornell waves and misses at a fastball, 1-1. That's 95 from Jean on his 60th pitch of the night. 1-1 home. Flied left side and out of play. That's 95 again from Gene. We mentioned he's been clocked up to 97, and the sign of a starter that has serious potential is when you're still reaching your near max velocity, your fifth inning in, 60-plus pitches in. Here's the 1-2 home. Hit hard into center field. Coming in Pineda, and he makes the catch. One away. Be sure to come out to the official gym partner of your Visalia Rawhide baseball team at the Lifestyle Fitness Center, located at 5105 West Cypress Avenue in Visalia, only 10 minutes away from the ballpark. One out for Alexander Benoit. Base is empty here in the bottom of the fifth. Stockton leading 1-0. Here's the pitch home. Benoit showed bunt, pulled it back, and it sails high. Benoit popped out on the infield in his first at bat. That's the pitch. Wave and a miss. 1-1. Stockton's won 8 of their last 10. The Rawhide have dropped their last 9. Swept last week at San Jose. Haven't won this week. 1-1 inside. Oh, my. That hit Benoit. I think it might have hit his part of his elbow guard. You can hear it. I hope it was mostly elbow guard because, boy, if that's bone, that would probably require a trip to the hospital. I think it mostly got elbow guard, but it certainly got a little bit of Benoit because he's in some level of pain walking down the first base line. Yeah, that's off the guard, and then it actually ricocheted off his hip. That's where it hit him. Thank goodness. That was 94 miles per hour. And luckily for Benoit, it found the guard. You don't want 94 to find you anywhere else. Time's called. Benoit is, I think, still recuperating and chatting with Gift Ngope and giving him his elbow guard. You're all in to the plate. Lefty batter to face Jefferson Jean. One on, one out here in the bottom of the fifth. Ride have 3 hits tonight off Jean. Here's the pitch. Grounded up the middle. Could be 2. Racing in Gouldsmith. He tosses it to second for 1 to first. It's late. Not in time. So Nin and Benoit will trade places. An awkward play up the middle. Thought Gouldsmith would try to use his right foot to step on the bag himself, but he decided to underhand toss to his partner up the middle in Camarillo. They almost ran into each other. That toss made any chance of getting a double play improbable. Slade Caldwell steps to the plate. Another lefty for Gene to face. There's now 2 outs. Caldwell has a double and a walk today. He's yet to get out. Gene fires home. Caldwell takes a big swing and fouls it straight back. Nin now the runner at first, 2 outs in the fifth. The Rawhide were held to just 3 hits last night. 3 hits tonight, but no runs in a 1-0 ball game. Benoit, or Gene, excuse me, steps off. Nin diving back in safely. Caldwell hitless last night, but a memorable night. On Wednesday, 4 hits, his first 4-hit game of his young professional career. He's lived up to the hype in the first 3 weeks of his young season. He takes high 1-1. Baseball America out with an article today with five prospects in single A that are up and coming, caught their eye in the first couple weeks of the season, and Caldwell was one of the players listed that just missed the top five. 1-1, misses low, 2-1. He's had a lot of pressure, a lot of hype around him, but I think he's even maybe surpassed the expectations put on him by being the 29th overall pick in the MLB draft, and he's certainly turning heads across the baseball farm system already. 2-1 home. Outside, 3-1. Was talking with a scout of another team here at the ballpark the other day, and he was certainly impressed by Caldwell as well. First time for him seeing him in person. 3-1 count to Slade, the pitch. Broken bat flare down the line, fair ball. This is going to roll all the way to the corner. Hustling around in, he gets the stop sign at third. Caldwell into second with another double. It's a double-double night for Slade Caldwell. He's got two doubles. The bat's broken, but he goes the other way on a 93-mile-per-hour fastball down the line. Ride have two in scoring position. And Alberto Borrega coming to the mound, and I think that's going to do it for Jefferson Jean. Javier Godard, Port's manager, walking on out. Chat with Jean. Is he going to take the baseball? Maybe not. Right-handed Borrega coming to the plate. Nin took a big turnaround third, but that ball's down the right field line. Absolutely gets a set from D. Gardner, but with Cam Leary having a good arm in left, great pull by Gardner to put the stop sign on for Nin. Godard walks back to the dugout. He's going to leave Jefferson Jean in. So Alberto Borrega comes to the plate. He's 1-for-2 today. He singled back in the first. 3 hits in the series. The talented young catcher from Mexico, hitting .229 on the season with 2 runs batted in. Here's the pitch. Fastball outside, 1-0. Jean at 73 pitches now here in the fifth inning. He's an out away from completing 5 and likely finishing his day. The Rawhide, though, have the go-ahead run in Caldwell, who's got great speed at second. The pitch. Right down the middle for a strike. 1-1. Jean kicks and throws. Flied up the middle. It is down for a hit. Caldwell around running. No throw. Rawhide leads. Alberto Borrega, a 2-RBI, 2-out single. And Visalia is rocking on a Friday night. That felt like the big hit for Visalia that hasn't come in a week and a half, as they've dropped game after game over this last week. A big-time two-out hit with runners at scoring position. Soler takes the first pitch inside. Alberto Borrega, young 20-year-old from Veracruz, Mexico, with a clutch hit up the middle. 1-0. Soler fouls back. Caldwell always at the heart of the ride. Offense. A two-out double, and then Alberto Borrega brings him and Nin in to give the Rawhide a 2-1 lead in the bottom of the fifth. Borrega's got 5 hits now in this series and his second multi-hit game of this series after having yesterday off. He goes back to first on a pickoff attempt. I think a day off yesterday for Borrega and then another day as the designated hitter is probably helping his bat. He's taken a beating behind the plate as a catcher. Just a lot of balls that have hit him and been bouncing around. It's chance to rest and focus on the bat. Solaire slaps one left side. Good field by Spreglot off the hop. Fire across the diamond in time to retire the side. The Rawhide, though, take the lead. The latest in any game in this series, they've had the lead. They lead 2-1 after five on the Rawhide Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life press box at MyTV 53.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we believe that it's never too early to start building a bright financial future. With Valley Strong's youth accounts, kids learn to earn, save, and master essential money management skills. Skills that set the foundation for a lifetime of financial independence. From piggy banks to portfolios, Valley Strong is committed to teach the ABCs of all things money. Don't wait. Open a youth account today at valleystrong.com/youth. Empower your child with the tools they need for a secure financial future.
Kaweah Health Lifestyle Fitness Center is Visalia's premier gym experience. When you join the Lifestyle Fitness Center, you're on your way to achieving your fitness goals. Come see the best gym around and train like a pro. With an indoor basketball court, two indoor pools, saunas, and cryotherapy. Run the indoor track or scale the rock wall. Childcare is available. Why wait any longer? Visit thelifestylecenter.org to learn more.
Miles Naylor leads off the top of the sixth for Stockton. First pitch from Adonis Perez of the inning is fouled off the end of the bat. Rawhide have just taken the lead, 2-1. Alberto Barrega's two-out, two RBI single in the fifth, giving Visalia the lead. A one, misses, no, catches the inside corner for a strike, 0-2. So Perez, after allowing the go-ahead run for Stockton in the fifth, comes back on the bump and now has a lead. Trying to find his command after a shaky fifth inning where he walked two batters and hit one. Pitch home, misses outside. One ball and two strikes. Those runs to the Rawhide, scoring the first runs Jefferson Jean has allowed all season. Javier Godard decided to leave him in the game and it did not pay off. 1-2. Fouled straight back. One, two, home to Naylor. Outside on a softly thrown breaking ball at 78 miles an hour. Here's the 2-2 home. Hard hit into center. Caldwell racing back. Home run number three of the series for Miles Naylor. Oh my gosh. 418 feet. 109 off the bat. His third solo home run of the series, and that was the hardest hit one yet. He's hit one off the barn in left, in right field. He's hit one halfway up the netting in right. He decides, why not go hit one to the deepest part of the ballpark in center, and it cleared it comfortably. Cameron Leary takes outside 1-0. The power in Naylor's bat, it shouldn't be surprising. He has two brothers who hit plenty home runs in the big leagues, but it is still incredibly fun to watch. Leary grounds it right side. Nin is there. Oh, high throw. And Modifi Marte couldn't get the tag on at first. Too late. His foot had to come off the bag. And Leary will reach. the struggles on the right side of the infield continue for the Rawhawks. That hurts. So after the leadoff solo home run by Naylor, Cam Leary is aboard on an E4. Jared Spraglott takes a first pitch low. Naylor's home run on Wednesday, talking to a couple people, said it was one of the harder hit home runs they'd seen, at least post-pandemic, here at Valley Strong Ballpark. And I think Naylor's home run that he just hit was even harder and farther, and finally was able to get TrackMan on this home run by Naylor. And 109 off the bat, you're not going to see a whole many balls that are hit much harder than that. The crowd knew it off the bat, too. It just had that sweet, sweet sound. 1-1 coming inside. It's two balls and one strike to the right-handed batter, Spraglott. Here's the pitch inside. Three balls and one strike. Naylor, it's his sixth hit of the series. Six of his seven hits this season have come here in Visalia, and half of them have been home runs. All solo blacks. All no doubters. 3-1 home. Flied right side and out of play. Full count. If you weren't with us on Wednesday, we're talking about he hit his second home run, just as his older brother Josh with the Arizona Diamondbacks hit home runs on Tuesday and Wednesday. Have to check if Josh hit one today. D-backs scored 11 runs today in Chicago, but lost. Here comes the payoff. It's low, ball four. Now that air is feeling extra costly. There's two on with nobody out, and Davis Diaz coming to the plate. Diaz was hit by a pitch in the fifth and scored the first run of the ballgame. And D. Garner is walking on out to likely pull Adonis Perez from this game. He's back at Alberto Barrega. Has a word. And there's movement in the Rawhide bullpen, but this appears to be a conversation between D. Garner, Perez, and Barrega. Calm them down and find a way to get some outs. Josh Naylor did not have a home run today. Boris Goodyear Jr. and Eugenio Suarez did have home runs for the D-backs, but Josh Naylor did not have a home run, so the most home runs this week out of the three Naylor brothers goes to Miles now with three. Bo hit one last week for the Guardians. And after the conversation, there is a new pitcher coming into the ballgame. It was a rather delayed call to the bullpen, but the day is done for Perez. New pitcher into the ballgame. We'll step aside. All tied at 2 in the 6 on the Ride Broadcast Network and MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life press box.
When I'm at my high school, I want to feel safe. I want to learn things I'll actually use.
I want to control my schedule. I want to control my future.
I want to be authentic with myself, even at school.
At Learn for Life High Schools, I can. I can change
my story.
And so can you.
Enroll anytime to control your education. Completely free.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. It's time to take on the great outdoors with a truck built for adventure. Get a low-cost lease on a legendary 2024 Tacoma. Or get low financing or an incredible $3,000 cash back on a rugged 2025 Tundra. Plus, the all-new 2025 4Runner has arrived. Toyota, let's go places.
Offers available through TFS to buyers with Premier Ready Credit. Cashback available through TMNA and cannot be combined with other offers. That's 4/30/25.
Victor Morales, the new pitcher into the ballgame for the Rawhide with two on, nobody out on the top of the sixth. And this ballgame tied at two. First pitch almost bunted, and a fair ball somehow on the third base line, picked up by De Leon. Throw to first is scooped off the dirt. Stockton's runner, though, will come home and score, and the Ports take the lead. Oh, what a bizarre play all around. Diaz somehow got the bunt down. The pitch was up in his face. He fell over, but the ball hit the barrel. Those watching on TV are going to get another look. He defended his face, fell down, helmet off. It somehow went fair. De Leon, though, took way too long. Double clutch, threw to first, one hop the ball. Marte scooped it, but really smart from Cam Leary, who just came all the way around and scored, and Spreglots at third. A bunt advances runners two bases. How often do you ever see that? Morales fires outside. That was the very first pitch Morales threw. And the infield issues have been just a frequent problem for the Rawhide all season. Continue to show up in the worst possible moments. That is one of the stranger plays we'll see all season here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Pedro Pineda is the batter. He walked last time up, 0 for 1. Fouls one away. Scares the crowd in front of him. One ball, one strike. There's one out. Jared Spreglot is at third, and Stockton now leads 3-2 on a bunt that scored Spreglot. That scored Leary all the way from second. 1-1 home. Fly back again, 1-2. I think De Leon was as surprised as everyone else that somehow that bunt got down. He was prepared for a pass ball, but then he just kind of maybe forgot that there was other runners on or what, but he just took his sweet time, and Leary just saw that, and especially with how long it took De Leon to get to the ball because of the awkwardness of the bunt, he just kept on coming and scored easily without even a throw. 1-2. Fouled straight back. This is starting to turn into one of those weird and wacky back-and-forth ball games. Stockton took a 1-0 lead in the top of the fifth. The Rawhide responded with two. Now the Ports have retaken the lead here in the top of the sixth. Morales delivers. At the letters, strike three called, two away. Oh, we haven't even had a real chance to introduce Victor Morales. He's making his fifth appearance of the season, which is a Rawhide high. 3.2 innings of work, a 2.45 ERA. He's allowed just one earned run, though three overall. Four hits, four strikeouts. He's got very good command. Does not have a walk on the season in his four appearances. Batter is Cesar Franco, 1-for-2. The lefty takes outside. Morales pitched on Tuesday night against the Ports. One and a third innings of work. He allowed just one hit, but two unearned runs came across. Did have two strikeouts, 26 pitches. Pitch home, sails high. Two balls and no strikes. De Leon takes a second for Morales. Steps in front of the plate and tosses the ball back to him. Was 94 on the gun for Morales, who stands just 5'10", 165. Here's the pitch. Low, bouncing away from De Leon, and scoring is Goldsmith. The throw was high from De Leon anyways, but it wouldn't have mattered. And it's 4-2 Stockton. Pass ball and Spreglot scoring. So three have come across in the inning for a 4-2 lead. It's a 3-0 count now to Franco. Here comes the pitch. taking all the way. Franco, and it's ball four upstairs. Franco to first on a walk. This inning started with a Miles Naylor solo home run to dead center, 418 feet. Cam Leary reached on what's a very costly error. A poor throw by Yerald Nim that took Modifi Marte off the back. Should have been a routine 4-3 play. Jared Spreglot walked. So here comes the pitch home to Franco, or to Goldsmith, excuse me. He takes outside. Then Davis Diaz laid down a bizarre bunt that nearly hit his face. He was just defending himself, really, but it went into play and ended up scoring a run from second. And this wild pitch, and now a walk. Here's the 1-0. Sails, no, just catches the top of the zone. 1-1. Goes to say, though, there hasn't been a hit in the inning since the Naylor home run, and yet three more batters have reached. And two runs have scored. 1-1 misses outside. Two balls and one strike. A bizarre top of the sixth inning. And a long wait for who's ever coming in next for Stockton. And imagine the day is done for Jefferson Jean after five innings. The Rawhide scoring the first runs that Jean had allowed all season at the bottom of the fifth. Here's the 2-1. That's a pretty pitch from Morales settling into the zone. Change up. And the count's got even to two apiece.
Anybody for a 2025 State Line jersey raffle?
2-2 home. Wave and a foul tip. Just off the end of the bat and onto the dirt. That was a half-hearted swing by Goldsmith. It was way outside of the zone, but was just able to make contact with it and bat it into the dirt. Alice at the belt. And here's the pitch. Fouled straight back. 95 from the 5'10 right-hander from Mexico City. He's been often called by D. Gardner, and he's a good arm to come out of the pen. He has good command. He puts the ball in play. Unfortunately, command hasn't been as sharp tonight with the walk of Franco, a wild pitch. And, well, he got a little unlucky on the bunt. Swing and a miss by Goldsmith, and the side is retired. Second strikeout for Morales, but three runs come across for Stockton. Miles Naylor started it with a solo blast, and then two more runs come across in bizarre fashion. An error, a walk, a crazy bunt, and another walk. It's 4-2 Stockton as we head to the bottom of the sixth on the Rawhide Broadcast Network and MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life Press Box.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Back in Visalia for the bottom of the sixth inning. What a wild top of the sixth. Three runs come across for Stockton to take a 4-2 lead. Stockton has four runs on three hits. The Rawhide, two runs on five hits. And the two teams have gone back and forth over the last two frames. Adrian De Leon leads off for the Rawhide in the bottom of the sixth. First pitch home. A strike to De Leon. New pitcher into the ball game for Stockton as time is called. Alejandro Manzano, the righty from Merida, Venezuela, national free agent signing in 2021, into the ball game. Davis Diaz wants a new catcher's mitt. It's a new beige one from the Stockton dugout. Manzano making his third appearance of the season. Five innings pitched. He hasn't allowed an earned run. Two hits, five strikeouts, and two walks. Big righty fires home. Half swing and a miss by De Leon. He's shaking his head as he went around. 0-2. Day is done for Jefferson Jean. He'll get a no decision. Five innings of work. He allows two runs on five hits. First time he'd given up runs all season. Manzano, the first arm of the pen tonight for Javier Godard. Here's the 0-2 home. On the outside corner, that's filth. One away. A little late tail on... want to identify a pitch. I wasn't quite sure. I think that was a changeup, but it looked like it had a little horizontal movement to go with the vertical as well. Whatever the case, it fooled everyone, including De Leon. But Ify Marte takes a first pitch strike, one away. Appreciate your patience if you're tuning in on MLB.TV. Had a brief technical issue. It should be fixed now. Didn't miss too much as Victor Morales was, Marte takes inside 1-1. Morales was able to get, after a walk of Cesar Franco, that score Jared Spreglot for the third run of the inning, able to strike out Gunnar Gouldsmith down the inning. Marte hits a ball hard into the right center gap. This ball will roll all the way to the barn. Marte hustling around to second with a stand-up double. Odifi Marte with his first hit of the series. He wants some fans in and out. Double-double burger, too. He's the double-double batter of the game. That's the first time that's happened this season. So everyone's excited right now. Zabdias De La Cruz steps to the plate. Runner at second, one out, bottom of the sixth. Rye trailing 4-2. Pitch home. A beautiful changeup at the knees for a strike. Marte's eighth hit of the game. Eighth hit of the season, I should say. De La Cruz takes a wild swing and a miss, 0-2. His eyes got a little too big there. It's Marte's first extra base hit, though, of the season. Rawhide player back for his second year, showing off some gap power. Here's the 0-2. Popped up. In the air in shallow right. Coming in Franco to make the catch. And Marte never considered tagging. He wasn't even on the second base back. Might have had a shot at it, but with Franco coming in, it probably wasn't worth trying to go the extra 90 feet. Especially with that being the second out. On Corniel to the plate. He's 0 for 2 today with Marte at second. 4-2 lead for the Ports. And a back-and-forth ball game on this lovely, warm Friday evening. Lefty batter facing righty pitcher, Alejandro Manzano home. Misses low, 1-0. Manzano making his first appearance of this series, last pitched against Rancho Cucamonga last Wednesday. Grounded right side, diving off the glove of the second baseman, Goldsmith from his knees, throw to first in time to beat the runner, Corniel. What a play by Gunnar Goldsmith, diving into the grass and making a great throw from his knees to end the inning. Narahide strand one in the sixth, and we'll go to the seventh. 4-2 lead for Stockton on the Rawhide Broadcast Network and MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life press box.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. From city streets to open highways, Toyota's legendary reliability is built for every road ahead. Right now, get a low-cost lease on a versatile 2025 RAV4 Hybrid. Or shop the industry's best lineup of hybrid SUVs with a 2025 Grand Highlander Hybrid and stylish 2025 Toyota Crown Signia. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Offers end 4/30/25.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we believe that it's never too early to start building a bright financial future. With Valley Strong's youth accounts, kids learn to earn, save, and master essential money management skills. Skills that set the foundation for a lifetime of financial independence. From piggy banks to portfolios, Valley Strong is committed to teach the ABCs of all things money. Don't wait. Open a youth account today at valleystrong.com/youth. Empower your child with the tools they need for a secure financial future.
Final three frames to play here in Visalia on a Friday night. 4-2 lead for Stockton over Visalia. This has been a fun and wild one on this Friday night. Victor Morales out for his first full inning of work. Top of the order, Ali Camarillo takes a first pitch low for a ball and points to the ground and tells himself to calm down a little bit. He's 0-3 today. Feels like tensions are running high this evening. Here's the 1-0 home. Hard hit into center. Caldwell racing back on his horse at the track. Makes the catch. Oh, that sounded good off the bat. 383 feet into the night sky, but Caldwell runs it down. Tell you, everything that's been hit to center this season has either gone over the wall or been caught by Caldwell. One away for C.J. Patero. Patero 0-3. Morales entered in the sixth. Here's the pitch. Outside, right in time. First pitch, Davis Diaz laid down a bunt that bounced off his bat, protecting his face. He fell over. Helmet flew off, but it rolled down the third base line. Pitch sale side of Patero, 2-0. And by the time De Leon, the catcher, picked it up and threw to first, Cameron Leary had run all the way around from second to home to score. That was the tying run. That was the go-ahead run. Here's the 2-0. It sails side, 3-0. Miles Naylor had tied the game with his third home run of this series, a titanic solo blast to deep center field. Here's the 3-0 for Morales. It's on the outside corner for a strike. 3-1. Doesn't feel like there's been a cataclysmic mistake by the Rye defense tonight. It's more been a couple small mistakes that have added up into a deficit. Strike to Patero. Last night really was a cataclysmic mistake by Ruben Santana in the ninth inning. Potential inning-ending double play ball. He wasn't able to squeeze the ball and then let it get by him, and that allowed runner to come around and score. What was the game-winning run? Patero takes straight three on the outside corner, and there's two away. Definitely a costly error, though, in the sixth. Harold Mind made a poor throw on a ball off the bat at Cam Leary, and it took Monifi Marte off the bag and allowed Leary to score, and that is the go-ahead run, scoring on an air. Maybe it is cataclysmic. I'll have to check with Marcus Haglund after the game on what the definition of cataclysmic is. I was told to use it tonight. We'll have to go into the dictionary to find the definition. It was costly, but then it was more mistakes later in the inning that was costly. There's another costly error. But ground ball bounces off the glove of Corniel into left. That'll be an E6. Error number two on the Rawhide tonight. Visalia has committed at least an error in all but one game this season. It's been something that the team's been working on every day, taking infield practice, but just have not been able to put it together yet. Very early in this season for one of the youngest teams in the Cal League. So Naylor is aboard on the air, and Leary's back to the plate again. He's 1-for-2, single, reached on that air. Pitch home, sails high to the lefty, 1-0. Doesn't feel like with the depth and quality of the Stockton bullpen, the Rawhide can afford to fall behind by any more. 1-0, wave and a miss. Good changeup down in the dirt, 1-1. Morales waits and steps off, throw back to first. Naylor dives back in safely. Four runs on three hits, no errors for the Ports. Two runs on six hits, two errors for the Rawhide. Morales rocking back and forth. Here's the pitch. Wave and a miss. Fastball elevated, 1-2. Pleasant night, mid-60s, but no breeze. Seeing a lot of fans still in T-shirts and jeans. Just a lovely spring weekend. Here's the 1-2. High again, but this time held off by Leary. Two balls and two strikes. Tomorrow night, another 6:30 first pitch. Saturday night, expecting it to be even a little bit warmer. Sunny skies all day. Hope you can have a wonderful day outside and then join us at the ballpark to finish off your evening. Pitch in the dirt. Good stop by De Leon in a full count. Highly anticipated Max Scherzer bobblehead giveaway tomorrow night, courtesy of Valley Strong Credit Union. First 500 fans will receive the Mad Max bobblehead. I've gotten a preview of it. It is worth the wait. Come early. Gates open 5:30, 5:15 if you're a season ticket holder, and get your hands on the most sought-after bobblehead of the season here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Here's the payoff. Ground ball up the middle, past the glove of Morales, fielded by Nin, throw to first in time to get the sprinting Leary, whose helmet flies off behind him. Morales works around in air. It's time to stretch at Valley Strong Ballpark. 4-2 lead for Stockton on the Rawhide Broadcast Network and MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life press box.
Harris Ranch, legendary beef, legendary quality.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
You never know where the road will take you, but with the right set of tires, you'll always be ready for any adventure in California. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. Keep your Toyota a Toyota. Stay safe. Stay ready. Toyota. Let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and signed vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Thank you. bottom of the seventh in Visalia. It's been a great night at the ballpark. The energy from the crowd has been electric on this jersey giveaway Friday night, Easter weekend. The Rawhide faithful hoping for a Rawhide comeback to get their first win of the series. Alexander Benoit will lead off the bottom of the ninth. Suchen Shah fires his first pitch in for a strike, a wave and a miss by Benoit. Suchen Shah, with a quick word with the catcher, Davis Diaz. He's making his third appearance of the season, second in relief, and his numbers are scary good. 9 innings pitched, 15 strikeouts, no walks, 2 hits allowed, no runs. He followed Jefferson Jean in the no-hitter for Stockton on April 6th, but I don't know what's going on here. Javier Godard's coming out, and Shaw's got, I don't know, a necklace or looks like a bracelet that he didn't like around his neck. And Javier Godard's bringing it back to the dugout. He put it around his neck for a second, joking he was going to put it on. Wasn't feeling it tonight. Maybe I thought Javier Godard might actually put it on for good. Took it off again. So Shaw's ready now, and the pitch home is a great bunt laid down the line. Barehanded, and no play for Spraglott. Perfect bunt by Benoit. The Rawhide had been close on a couple of good bunts, and that one was too good for Spraglott, who made a nice play earlier in the game to throw out a base runner. That was perfect. So Benoit is aboard, leadoff runner aboard, and now you're all Nin coming to the plate. It's only the third base runner Shaw has allowed in 9 innings of work, putting those 3 perfect innings in the Ports no-hitter in Fresno. First pitch swing and a miss by Nin. We saw Wei-En Lin from Taiwan dominate last night. 4 perfect innings. Suchen Shah, a little bit older, 22 years of age from Taiwan. Pitch home is fouled away by Nin. He's in his third year with the Ports. Was signed in February of 2023. Last year with the Ports, had more struggles, 12 starts, 85 and a third innings of work, 6.33 ERA, just 64 strikeouts and 27 walks. Contact pitcher, but this year he's been a dominant strikeout machine. The 0-2 home. Grounded right side, could be 2. Gloved by Patero, he throws to 1. Back to first, dropped by Shaw. So it will turn into a fielder's choice. 1 away. Nin safely at first. And man, that was nearly executed to perfection. The 3-6-1 double play. And Shaw just couldn't squeeze the baseball. I think he would have gotten the out, too, if he was able to hold on. But that black glove, not used to catching a quickly thrown ball, wasn't able to hold on. Baseball has emerged on the warning track in front of the Rawhide dugout. Quickly picked up. Back to the top of the order in Slade Caldwell. Nin at first with 1 out. Caldwell has not gotten out today. He has 2 doubles and a walk. He scored as well, and he takes a first pitch low. He's been the head of the snake for the Rawhide offense all season long. Shaw working on the right side of the rubber. Spins around, good pickoff throw, and just safely back is Nin. That was a sweet pickoff throw from the Taiwanese righty. .62 righty on the bump. Fires home. Sails high. 6-2, .165. Out of Taipei in Taiwan. Certainly a wiry build on the bump. Signed for $400,000 out of Taiwan. He's given him some time here at single A, and he's a had a very good second full season with the Ports. Caldwell takes a strike down the middle. It was 91 miles an hour. Caldwell is the tying run in this ballgame. Bottom of the seventh, the Rawhide trailing 4-2. Another step off and in back in safely, but now Shaw doesn't have any more pickoff moves. Well, he has one more, but if he uses it, he has to get Nin out, or Nin goes to second. So typically, pitchers won't use it. But that also means Nin might try to take off. We'll see. Nin takes now a four-stride lead. Patera holding on the back. Pitch home, wave, and a miss. Caldwell went way up over his head. He's only 5'8", which might be generous, swinging at a 92-mile-per-hour fastball. Two and two count. Shaw peeks over his shoulder at Nin. Here's the pitch. Foul tipped into the glove of Diaz. And Caldwell down on strikes. 93 in on the hands. Ports, they've had problems getting Caldwell out all series. With a big strikeout there, the leadoff man. Now it's Borrega. What a night he's had. Two singles, including a two RBI, two out hit in the fifth to give the Rawhide a brief lead. Can he come through again? Pitch home, taking all the way, a strike on the inner third. Well, the Rawhide got to Jefferson Jean. He hadn't given up runs all season. They're going to have to do the same if they want to win this ball game against Chu Chin Shaw. Hasn't given up a run all season. On his 10th inning of work. Pitch home, misses well outside. It's a good stop from Davis Diaz, who's a converted catcher, but I'm very impressed by the Athletics prospect behind the plate. That's a really good pick off the dirt, moving over to his right. He's kept balls in front of him. Been a good pitch framer. Looks like he's been playing catcher for years, when in fact it's only really his second year behind the dish. 1-1, wave and a miss. Borrega couldn't catch up to the fastball, 1-2. He's down to his last strike here in the seventh. Huh? 1-2 home, fouled back. Nin was finally taking off, and of course, that's when it was fouled. It was 94 from Shaw. Borrega just missed it. 4-2 lead for Stockton in the bottom of the seventh. It's been a fun ball game on this Friday night. Here's another 1-2. Wave and a miss. Borrega strikes out on an elevated fastball, and Chu Chin Shaw with two strikeouts to retire the side. We head to the eighth, 4-2 Stockton on the Rawhide Broadcast Network and MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life press box.
At Learn for Life High Schools, I can be myself.
I can feel safe.
I can go to school at times that work for me.
I can prioritize my mental health.
I can have a better school-life balance.
I can work at my own pace.
I can control
my narrative.
At Learn for Life High Schools,
I can control my own education.
I can change
my story.
And so can you.
Enroll anytime to control your education.
Completely free.
Meet Liana, a part-time chef and full-time mom. In the past, Liana didn't have health insurance because she didn't think she could afford it. What she didn't realize is she qualified for Medi-Cal. She loves the coverage and peace of mind that comes with high-quality care, the kind of care you get with Anthem Blue Cross. This is Medi-Cal, and it's for more people than you think, maybe even you. To see if you qualify, go to chooseanthem.com/CA. That's chooseanthem.com/CA.
to the eighth in Visalia. 4-2 lead for Stockton over the Visalia Rawhide. It's been a fun game for a second straight night, but Stockton trying to win their fourth in a row to start this series. Victor Morales home. First pitch misses low for a ball, 1-0. The Rawhide trying to avoid their losing streak going to 10 games. Swept last week at San Jose, and have dropped the first three here, the 1-0. Missing inside, 2-0. Stockton certainly turning into a contender in the North to win the first half. 8-4 record. They've won 8 of their last 10 after dropping the first two games of the season. 2-0. Big wave and a miss, and the helmet nearly flying off the head of Spraglott, who's 0-2 today with a walk, but he came around to score a key run in the sixth. 3 runs in the sixth for Stockton to give them the lead back after Alberto Borrega's 2-out, 2 RBI base hit. Briefly gave the Rawhide a lead. Spraglott takes a strike. 2-2 to the Arkansas Razorback graduates. Two home. Check swing. Spraglott held up on a pitch low and a full count. Stockton is a game back of Modesto for first place in the North. Nuts have had a great start to the season. They're 9-3. Stockton, 1 game back, 8-4. San Jose's another game back at 7-5. Pitch home. Popped up behind home plate and out of play. Nuts lead the Inland Empire 66ers, a couple hours north on I-99 in Modesto, 6-4 tonight. They're at the stretch at John Thurman Field. Nuts trying to stay red hot. They started the season 7-0, and back-to-back Cal League champs. Sort of looking like the favorites again this year. Here comes the payoff. Fouled back. Spraglott putting together a good fight here. San Jose, who swept Visalia last week, trying to even up their series with Rancho Cucamonga. They are 3 outs away. They lead the Quakes 2-0 in the top of the ninth down in San Bernardino County. Here's the payoff. And it's fouled off again. Spraglott putting together a very professional at bat here. Pitch number 8 of this at-bat upcoming. Here it is. Breaking ball high, ball 4, 9-8 pitches. And Spraglott works an impressive walk. Morales looks to the sky. Hadn't walked a batter in his first 4 appearances, but he's walked 2 tonight. His pitch count is up there, the highest this season now at 42 pitches. Davis Diaz to the plate. He's 0-1, hit by a pitch in the fifth, and then the wild bunt back in the sixth. He was the first batter to face Morales. And I'm not sure there's going to be another. He's going to get to face him again. Garner had a delayed pull last time of Adonis Perez, and this is going to be another delayed pull. The gate is opening in the Rawhide bullpen. Well, no one's coming out of it yet. Garner's walking back, and now, indeed, Victor Morales is walking off. New pitcher coming in. We'll step aside. Nobody out. 1 on. Top of the eighth. 4-2 lead for Stockton on the Rawhide Broadcast Network and MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life press box.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. More miles, fewer fill-outs. Toyota hybrids are built to go the distance with legendary dependability and head-turning style. Get a low-cost lease on a new 2025 Prius or shop deals on 17 Toyota hybrid models from the longest-lasting brand on the road. Plus, every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care, 2 years of complimentary maintenance. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Offers end 4/30/25.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Jesus Camejo into the ballgame for Visalia in the top of the eighth inning. One on, nobody out, comes in relief for Victor Morales to face Davis Diaz. It's the fourth appearance of the season for Camejo. In four innings of work, he's allowed four earned runs, five hits, does have three strikeouts, but also four walks. He pitched two innings on Tuesday night against Stockton, allowed two runs on three hits, one walk, no strikeouts, and 36 pitches. Ready on the bump, fires home. Fastball on the inside corner for a strike. See a four-seam fastball, slider, changeup for the native of Valle de la Pascua in Venezuela. A one count to the ready batter, Diaz. Here's the pitch, outside. One ball and one strike. Rawhide briefly led when they scored two runs and an Alberto Borrega two out, two RBI base hit, but three in the seventh gave Stockton the lead back, 4-2 lead. Here's the 1-1. Sound like a broken bat flare into center, racing in Franco, and he makes the catch, and I don't know what in the world Spreglot was thinking. He must have thought there was two outs, so he's doubled up. And there's now there's two away in the inning. Spreglot just took off. He's standing at second. Did he must have tapped. I saw him rounding second and thought, what was he doing? He must have tagged, but now D. Garner's not so sure that he left in time, or left, did he leave late enough? He has to leave after the ball went through the mitt of Benoit, made the catch and right. I mean, I just typically see a tag from first to second on a catch and right, but that's I guess I wasn't paying attention to it either, but another instance of just a small mistake by a Rawhide fielder. And credit to the Ports. They've had great base running all week. So Spreglot's at second. Davis Diaz with the flyout. So Pedro Pineda, now the righty, steps in. Here's the pitch. And it's fouled away. Okay, so Diaz is still at the plate. They ruled it a balk on Camejo, but I don't know if I've ever seen a balk where they waited so long to call it and the ball was hit into right field. I've seen a few things tonight I've never seen. So Diaz is still at the plate. It's a 1-2 count. Spreglot is at second. That was the call from Patrick Morris beyond the plate. Now he fouls that away. You typically see a balk and call a balk typically before the ball is out of the pitcher's head, and certainly by the time it gets to the plate, but Benoit made the catch, and then Spreglot was at second. So that is just bizarre. 1-2 count, there's still nobody out here in the top of the eighth. And time is called, and that's a pitch clock violation now on Camejo, so he's having a little bit of an adventure to start his outing tonight. A balk, and now a pitch clock violation, but it's only the second ball. It's even at 2-2. Pitch, grounder right side, fielded by the first baseman, Marte. He'll run to the bag and get the out there. Downside of the balk is that could have been a double play ball. Instead, Spreglot's at third now, and there's still only one out. He's basketball is a game of little things all coming together into one big product. That's why you spend the time practicing the little things, the infield drills, base running. Pedro Pineda, the batter now, swings at the first pitch, lines it down the right field line. It is just foul. Hit off the padding in front of the Four Creeks pasture. That barely missed, being what would have at least been a double, if not a triple, down the right field line. 4-2 Stockton, top of the eighth. 4-2 lead for the Ports. One out. Spraglott at third. It's been a wild and wacky game. Some weird things started to happen by the fourth inning, and you had a feeling it was going to be a fun topsy-turvy night. Pitch Olmo. It bounces away from De Leon, but not far. Right back to the back shallow backstop here, and Spraglott will stay at third. Maybe with two outs he goes, but with one out and a chance to drive him in on a sack fly. Javier Godard and Spraglott decided it was best to stay at third base. Camejo working out of the stretch. High set. Kicks and delivers. Low and outside. Two balls and one strike. Stockton only has three hits tonight, but they have four runs. Here's the 2-1. Flied right side out of play. Junior Sanchez was terrific in his start tonight. Four shutout innings, first start of his Rawhide career. He struck out six. In the fifth, Stockton didn't have a hit, but Adonis Perez hit a batter and walked two. And one run came across on a ground out. Pitch home misses outside. The counts work full to Pineda. Then in the sixth inning, after the Rawhide scored two, Miles Naylor tied the game with a solo home run. Then an air, a walk, a crazy bunt, and another walk scored two for Stockton. Comes the payoff. Flied into right, hooking towards the line, over Benoit, out of my reach. It's a fair ball and bouncing down into the corner. This will be as easy a triple as you can get. Stand-up RBI triple for Pedro Pineda. Well, he narrowly missed one a couple pitches ago. This one, he hits nearly to the same spot, but it just kicked fair and rolled all the way into the corner. And he just could walk into third base, basically. It hit off the padding and was pitballing around in the corner for Benoit to try to pick up. 5-2 Stockton. That is it's a tough corner down there, padded wall, and it's right along the line. There's maybe an inch of dirt separating the line and the wall. This ball is hit high into the night side by Cesar Franco. Benoit is under the baseball. He makes the catch. Here comes Pineda to tag. The throw is cut off by Marte, and Ports pad the lead. A sacrifice fly from Franco. Two have come across, and it's 6-2 Stockton. Not really a chance for Benoit. Throw was short. And a two-run eighth has given Stockton some good insurance. Gunnar Gould-Smith to the plate. He's 0-2 with a walk today. Pitch home. In for a strike, 0-1. One hit in this inning that scored two. One hit in the sixth that scored three. And the two other runs had nothing to do with the hit. And no hits in the fifth that scored one. It's been that kind of night for Visalia. 0-1 misses high. One ball and one strike. In the eighth, Rawhide will have Soler, De Leon, and Marte do up. Suchen Shah will get ready to work his second inning. 1-1 inside, and Goldschmidt scooting out of the way. Here's the 2-1. Outside, three balls and one strike. Great crowd at the ballpark tonight. 2,113, the announced attendance at Valley Strong Ballpark. Here's the 3-1. At the knees for a strike and a full count. The fourth game out of seven home games so far this season. That's had over 2,000 fans at the ballpark and expecting well over 2,000 again tomorrow. Here's the payoff. Ground ball right side. Marte will backhand. Underhand toss to Kameo against the bag for the third out of the eighth. Rawhide trail by four as Stockton adds two more. 6-2 Ports on the Rawhide Broadcast Network and MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life press box.
Now it's time for our Lawrence Tractor Races of the Night.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we believe that it's never too early to start building a bright financial future. With Valley Strong's youth accounts, kids learn to earn, save, and master essential money management skills. Skills that set the foundation for a lifetime of financial independence. From piggy banks to portfolios, Valley Strong is committed to teach the ABCs of all things money. Don't wait. Open a youth account today at valleystrong.com/youth. Empower your child with the tools they need for a secure financial future.
Kaweah Health Lifestyle Fitness Center is Visalia's premier gym experience. When you join the Lifestyle Fitness Center, you're on your way to achieving your fitness goals. Come see the best gym around and train like a pro. With an indoor basketball court, two indoor pools, saunas, and cryotherapy. Run the indoor track or scale the rock wall. Childcare is available. Why wait any longer? Visit thelifestylecenter.org to learn more.
Six outs to play for the Rawhide as they trail 6-2, needing 4 to tie, 5 to win to avoid their losing streak going to double digits. Marcel Soler leads off the bottom of the eighth and takes a first pitch strike from Shuchen Sha. Taiwanese righty out for his second inning of work. He worked around a leadoff single in the seventh for a clean inning, the 0-1. Slider missing outside. One ball and one strike. Here's the 1-1. Slide right side. Out of play. One ball and two strikes. Tipper walking on through to the adoration of the crowd. Did not do better in the mascot race tonight, though. He finished dead last, and I know next week he's going to be working hard in the barn to improve his speed. Carrot won tonight. 1-2. Popped up left side and drifting well out of play. The tough part for Tipper, he races in the race every night, but every night there's different kids of different sizes and abilities out on the field, and he never knows what kind of competition's going to be shaping up, and it seems to clearly be getting to the bull's head. 1-2. Wave and a miss. Soler down on strikes. Valley Strong Credit Union helps kids learn to earn, save, and master essential money managing skills with specialized youth accounts for all ages. Find more information or get started today at valleystrong.com/youth. Shaw has struck out three in a row now as Adrian De Leon comes to the plate. Catcher is 0-3. Pitch home. Misses inside on a ball. 1-0. Shaw readies and delivers. A beautiful breaking ball at the top of the zone. 1-1. He's certainly found his rhythm now after giving up that leadoff hit. Mixing the fastball 91-92 around the zone. We've seen a changeup and a slider as well. kicks and throws. Wave and a miss. Fastball up in the zone at 92. A big key with fastballs that scouts are looking at is, does it have movement on it? You think fastball doesn't move, but... And, oh, man, second time tonight. De Leon got back in the box late. Pitch clock violation. With two strikes, he strikes out. I had never, at least broadcasted it in person, a batter striking out on a pitch clock violation. And it's happened twice tonight. Once for a port batter in Pedro Pineda, now in Adrian De Leon. So make it four strikeouts in a row for Sean. Modifi Marte waves and misses at the first pitch he sees. Marte doubled back in the sixth. Oh, one home. Chop softly. This is a fair ball down the line. Shaw picks it up but has no play. Well, it functioned as a bunt. It'll go down as an infield single for Marte, and he has a two-hit night. Didn't make good contact, but it slapped off the dirt, found the grass, and the ball decided it wanted to stay fair. Second hit off Shaw. Abdias De La Cruz is 0-3 tonight. And he gets something going here for the ride in the eighth. They trail 6-2 with two outs. Pitch home. Wave and a miss by De La Cruz. 0-1. It's been a quiet series for the free-swinging slugger from La Romana in the Dominican Republic. 0-9 in the series entering today, so make it 0-12. 0-1. And a half swing and miss on a fastball at 93 up in the zone. Quickly, De La Cruz in a hole. Shaw delivers. Foul tipped back and popping out of the glove of Diaz. Nearly able to squeeze it for strike three, but we'll do it again. Shaw peeks over his shoulder at Marte. Set. Kicks and throws. Fouled off. Another 0-2. Outside. One ball and two strikes. Patient plate approach here from Abdias De La Cruz. Ranked as the number 36 international prospect when he was signed by the Diamondbacks in 2022. Here's the pitch. Low. Two balls and two strikes. Comes the sixth pitch of this at bat. Shaw ready and fires. Hard hit ball into right center. This will get down for extra bases. Rolling to the warning track. De La Cruz cruising into second with a double. And now for some reason, Marte tried to go home and he's thrown out by a mile. Marte had held up at third, and then he kept going, hoping that Stockton wouldn't notice as they threw to second, and they did. And just like that, the inning abruptly ends. Another backbreaker for the ride. A good throw from Franco into second. De La Cruz, though, oh, it was a fake. That was it. It was a deke. They never threw to second. What a play then by Stockton. Well, we go to the ninth. It's 6-2. The Rawhide Trail on the Rawhide Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life Rest Box.
Hey, Rawhide fans. The Rawhide continue their 2025 season in 2 weeks.
When I'm at my high school, I want to feel safe. I want to learn things I'll actually use.
I want to control my schedule. I want to control my future.
I want to be authentically myself, even at school.
At Learn for Life High Schools, I can. I can change
my story.
And so can you.
Enroll anytime to control your education.
Completely free.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. It's time to take on the great outdoors with a truck built for adventure. Get a low-cost lease on a legendary 2024 Tacoma. Or get low financing or an incredible $3,000 cash back on a rugged 2025 Tundra. Plus, the all-new 2025 4Runner has arrived. Toyota, let's go places. Offers available through TFS to buyers with Premier Ready Credit. Cash back available through TMNA and cannot be combined with other offers. That's 4/30/25.
Ninth inning in Visalia, 6-2 lead for the Ports over the Rawhide. Jesus Camejo back out to work the ninth. Top of the order, and Ali Camarillo is brushed and hit. That is the third batter on both sides to be hit tonight. Second Ports, Camarillo on base for the first time. He was 0 for 4 today. Mayo's first full inning of work, though he got all three outs in the eighth, allowed one run on his tab, a triple to Pineda that scored Spreglot. Two runs came across in the eighth, big insurance runs for Stockton. Lefty C.J. Patero to the plate, he's 0-for-4, fouls the first pitch back. Camarillo was running, but he has to go back to first. Six runs on four hits, no errors for Stockton. Two runs on nine hits, two errors for Visalia. Camejo out of the stretch, high set, kicks and delivers. Fastball misses high, 1-1. He's got great hair, which on Tuesday was out and bouncing around his shoulders, but today it's up in a bun, pulled tightly behind his red cap. Mix of brown and black hair as he spins around, fires to first, and Camarillo dives in safely ahead of a tag by Marte. Comes the 1-1. Outside, two balls and one strike. Here's the pitch. Hard hit ball right side. Down a base hit. Camarillo hustling into third. He'll score without a throw. Or he'll get to third without a throw, I should say. Patero gets on the board after going 0-for-4 with his first hit. Took a 93-mile-per-hour fastball, 96 miles per hour into right field. Camejo is in trouble here now. Miles Naylor to the plate. He opened the scoring for Stockton. Feels like quite a long time ago. So much has happened. Solo home run crush. 418 feet back in the sixth inning. Pitch home. Hard hit down the third baseline. Just foul. That ball was tattooed. 110 off the bat. Hit that ball harder than he hit his home run. Just needed to straighten it out a little bit. Brother Josh, nicknamed the Masher from Mississauga in Ontario, Canada. And Miles is just the next Masher, and now he's Miles the Masher from Mississauga. Spoff, and throw back to first. Fortunately, they're on the Mets, then he could be Miles the Mets Masher from Mississauga. maybe the marvelous Mets smasher from Mississauga. He's mashed his way to three home runs over the last four games. Pitchell misses inside, one ball and one strike for a top 15 overall prospect in the Athletics organization. Might not say it's Stockton too much longer, though. Still working to hit for average, but he's got the power. Tomeo delivers. It's low. Two balls and one strike. Here's the pitch, fouled straight back, 2-2. I want to give you the Visalia Transit drive of the game. Just like our hometown team powers through the bases, Visalia Transit keeps our community moving with safe, reliable, and affordable transportation. Whether you're headed to work, school, or the big game, let Visalia Transit be a ride to victory. Before that, here's the 2-2. Outside corner, strike three call. Naylor down looking. He is 1-for-4 with three strikeouts, but still that one home run. One away, runner still on the corners. Cameron Leary coming to the plate. De Leon's going to put down some signs. The Visalia Transit drive of the game, no doubt about it. Alberto Barrega's two out, two RBI. Base hit up the middle into center field, scoring two and giving the Rawhide a 2-1 lead in the fifth inning. Unfortunately for Visalia, they haven't scored since. Stockton has scored five unanswered. Pitch home, chopped down the first base line, and going foul. Rawhide have out-hit the Ports tonight, 9-5, but they're in danger of dropping their 10th in a row. Be the second time this season the Rawhide have out-hit their opponent but still lost. Here's the 0-1. Outside, taking off and going, but now the throw back home. And now Camarillo's in a pickle. They're going to toss to third. Soler will tag him out. Now they can get a second runner out. It's Patero. Oh, my goodness. As if we haven't seen it all yet. A stolen base attempt turns into not one, but two runners out. A rare base running blunder by the Ports. And good awareness by the Rawhide. De Leon throwing to second, Corneal quickly home. They got Camarillo stuck, and then Patero got greedy and tried to go to third, and the inning ends. Last chance for the Ride in the bottom of the ninth. They trail 6-2 on the Ride Broadcast Network and MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life Press Box.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
You never know where the road will take you, but with the right set of tires, you'll always be ready for any adventure in California. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. Keep your Toyota a Toyota. Stay safe. Stay ready. Toyota. Let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and signed vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Chen Cha will try to get the final three outs for Stockton and secure their fourth consecutive victory and secure a series win here in Visalia. Rawhide trailing 6-2 in the bottom of the ninth. One Cornell leads off. Cha ready in the first pitch home. A strike on the outside corner to Cornell. It's the bottom three in the Rawhide lineup. One Cornell, Alexander Benoit, and Yerald Nin. They'd love to get it to the top of the lineup, and Caldwell and Borrega both have had two-hit nights. Cha home. Low, one ball and one strike to Cornell, who's had a quiet evening. 0-3, strikeouts, flyouts, groundouts. I guess the only thing left would be to get a hit. Here's the 1-1. Fly left side out of play. It's cooled down. Breeze has picked up a little bit, turning into a cooler evening, as it does in pretty much all parts of California for most of the year. Unless it's hot, it'll cool down at night, which is good when you're playing baseball in the summer. It's 100 in the day. The 1-2 popped up high in the air in foul territory. Catcher Diaz looking up and makes the catch. Good play by Davis Diaz. That's one of the more difficult plays to make as a catcher. Looking up into the lights, backpedaling along the wall, and admirably made the catch. I mentioned it earlier. He's a converted catcher. Only recently have the A's moved him to being a catcher, and he's just been terrific all series long, every aspect defensively of being a backstop. Alexander Benoit to the plate. One out, bases empty. He takes the first pitch outside. One oh from Shaw. Flied into right and down. Base hit for Benoit. He has a two-hit night. On the board with one out here in the bottom of the ninth for Visalia. Benoit entered with only two hits on the season. He doubles that total in his series debut. Harold Nin to the plate. He's had a funky evening. Couple fielder's choices. He's 0-3, but did score in the fifth. Lefty batter, and then Caldwell. Top of the order will follow. One on, one out, bottom nine. Pitch home. Foul tipped. And back to the backstop. Shaw reaches down, grabs a little bit of rosin, and then back to the baseball. He's got bright blue Nike cleats shining on the brown mound tonight. Arm dangling by his side, peeks over his shoulder. High set, readies, and throws. Change up, catches the top of the zone. Pretty pitch. And Nin is behind 0-2. One on, one out, bottom of the ninth. The Rawhide trail 6-2. They have 10 hits tonight, but just two runs. Here's the 0-2. Fly foul straight back, and see it bounce into the parking lot and luckily over some car windshields, and it's rolling right onto Goshen Street. And see, a man with a cell phone has noticed it. Now he's running after it for a foul ball. Got a good view out my window. We'll do the 0-2 again. Pitch home. Foul tipped and into the glove of Diaz, but he dropped it. That was close. So Nin stays alive. I guess if you want to be nitpicky, that's the one thing Davis Diaz is made a couple mistakes with or just hasn't been able to do tonight. Hasn't squeezed a couple foul tips. Pitch home. Hit into the air in left. Tricky play. Spraglot back. And, oh, he made the catch over the shoulder. Oh, my. No, he didn't. He did he not make the catch? He didn't make the catch. What a catch that would have been. He gave it a good effort. No. He played it off like he did, and then it one hopped into his hand. I saw it in his hand. So Nin on a bloop single. That would have been a wild catch. Two are aboard. One out. Caldwell to the plate. It's getting a little interesting. And Port's pitching coach, Jim Gott, walking on out to chat with Shaw. The tying run is on deck now. Slade Caldwell, already a two-hit night. Two doubles, a walk, and a strikeout to the plate. Benoit at second. Nin at first. Bottom of the lineup has delivered. Given the Rawhide a chance here in the ninth. Can the top of the order do something? Caldwell and Borrega certainly have tonight. Borrega has two hits and drove in the lone two runs for the Rawhide tonight back in the fifth. Meaning done. Ports coaches back to the dugout. Shaw's up to 43 pitches this evening. He hasn't given up a run yet in the season, but he's certainly in danger of doing so here. Benoit at second, Nin at first. One away in the bottom of the ninth. The lefty Caldwell digs in to face the lanky righty Shaw. Shaw sets, and the pitch. High ball one. Shaw sized the shoulders. The 1-0. Inside. Caldwell hops away. He's ahead 2-0. Shaw looks a little winded. This is really the first adversity he's faced all season. In his first two appearances, nine combined innings pitched, he'd allowed just two base runners. Hasn't been as smooth tonight. 2-0. Catches the top of the zone for a strike. That's a gratuitous call from Patrick McMorris. Shaw readies, fires home. Low, and Caldwell ahead 3-1. If he can reach, Borrega would come to the plate as the tying run. Here's the 3-1. Big swing and a miss. Oh, my. Shaw put it over the plate, and Caldwell tried to hit it all the way back to Arkansas. The count goes full. Shaw ready. Here's the payoff. Swing and a miss. Shaw with his fourth, make it his fifth strikeout of the night in his third frame of work. And Borrega is the last hope for the Rawhide now. Benoit at second, Nin at first, two outs in the ninth. The Rawhide trailing 6-2. Pitch home. Sails just high for a ball. 1-0. Borrega singled in the first, and then a two-out, two RBI double in the fifth. It was your Visalia Transit drive of the game. Only two runs that have come across today. 1-0. Outside goes back to the backstop, and both runners will advance with ease. Does put first base open, but no doubt with that would mean walking Borrega would bring the tying run to the plate. So two outs doesn't make much sense. But does allow Shaw maybe a little more freedom, knowing he's behind 2-0. Be a little bit more careful. I don't care much about the runners on now. Benoit third, Nin at second. The Rye need four to tie. Pitch on. Oh, high and tight. And Borrega stumbling out of the harm's way. Here's the 3-0. Borrega taking all the way, ball four. Benoit, third in at second, Borrega at first. Yacel Soler comes to the plate as the tying run. El Polo, his nickname, appropriate for playing on the Rawhide. He's 1-for-4 tonight, singled in the fourth. He homered back on April 6th, last time the Rawhide won, went over Inland Empire. Ready batter, ready pitcher. Here's the pitch. Outside, ball one. Shaw went back to the changeup. Soler reaches, Adrian De Leon, who leads the Rawhide with two home runs, is on deck. He's 0-for-4 tonight. The 1-0. Taking all the way, and the changeup just caught the top of the zone. That's where McMorris has expanded the zone tonight a little bit to call a strike. 1-1. Now Soler will swing away, I would imagine. He's a free-swinging batter, ranked as the number 15th ranked prospect. 1-1. Fouls it back up over the screen into the crowd and caught by a man in the Visalia Stars jersey. He takes a bow, a very impressive catch. That might be the best fan catch of the season. It all to happen in the ninth. The bad news for these fans, Soler is down to his last strike. Shaw looking in. Here's the pitch. Grounded left side, backhanded by Spreglot. Long throw to first is dug out by Patero, and the Ports win it. The Rawhide bring the tying run to the plate in the ninth. Adds some drama, but they drop their 10th consecutive game, and Stockton clinches the series with their fourth win on this Friday night. Shaw will earn the save. This was a thriller. Win for Stockton will go to Alejandro Manzano, and the loss for the Rawhide to Adonis Perez. Final stat line, 6 runs on 5 hits, no errors for Stockton, 2 runs on 11 hits, but 2 errors for Visalia on a good play by Jared Spreglot. Throw across the diamond to finish it. Stockton does the little things well again tonight. They win their fourth game and have now won 9 out of their last 11 to improve to 9-4. The Rawhide fall to 3-10. Slade Caldwell, 2 hits, 2 doubles. Alberto Borrega, 2 hits and 2 RBIs. Miles Naylor had a solo home run for Stockton. No multi-hit games tonight, but Jared Spreglot played a good third, walked twice, and scored twice for the Ports. 2 good starts for Jefferson Jean and Junior Sanchez. Both, though, no decisions. We'll be back tomorrow night, 6:30, first pitch on a Saturday night. Jose DiCochea, the righty, will go for Stockton against the lefty Wilkin Paradis for Visalia. Max Scherzer bobblehead giveaway. There's tickets still available at VisaliaRawhide.com. Hope you can join us at the ballpark. But if not, we'll be back on the Rawhide Broadcast Network. Big thanks to our entire crew and everyone at the ballpark tonight, led by our director, JT Gomez. I've been Griffin Epstein. We hope you have a great rest of your night. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Rawhide fall to the Ports, a final score of 6-2. Good night from Visalia.